Hello, this is Pamela Badila, your neighbor from Data Data International Folkloric Theater, and you're listening to your radio station, WGXC, Acre, New York, hands-on community radio for Columbia and Greene County. Enjoy.
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre, and you've tuned into the WGXC Morning Show. Today we're going to hear about how, before the new year began, New York State passed its scoping plan, its New York State Climate Action Plan, to help the state cope with the global warming. We'll hear all about that from our friends at WOOC this morning. We'll also hear the national headlines from the Public News Service and the local Better Weather from the Catskill Maker Syndicate. And it all starts after the local news, which is next on the WGXC Morning Show. Stay tuned.
This is the news. This is the network. Network. On air, in air, waves controlled. A stream runs through. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
Interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin.
Stay tuned to this station.
Stand by for news.
Direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Good evening from our newsroom in New York.
This is
Daily News and Weather Report.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant.
This is Tom Rowe. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here. Nick Reisman reports for New York State of Politics that Democrats will hold a hearing about Judge Hector LaSalle's nomination as chief judge of the New York State Court of Appeals, even though there have already been enough senators announcing no votes to scuttle his appointment. Former New York City Deputy Mayor Carol Robles Roman is one of a number of Latinos supporting Governor Kathy Hochul's judicial nomination and explains the opposition, saying, quote, "In the way that I know judicial selection, the way it is done right, you get a good sense of the body of work. They didn't select a couple of cases. They selected three," unquote. Critics cite three controversial rulings from LaSalle. He voted to shield a fake abortion clinic from a state investigation. In 2015, LaSalle carved a massive loophole into a state law that previously stopped management from suing unions and union leaders. And in 2014, LaSalle voted to prohibit a criminal defendant from appealing his conviction. Locally, State Senator Michelle Hinchey has come out against LaSalle's nomination. Judicial Committee Chair Brad Haldeman doesn't think the nomination has much of a chance, saying, quote, "This is a very narrow pathway if one exists at all. That said, this is completely the governor's decision, which I and my colleagues respect to advance the nomination," unquote. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics.
Kevin McCarthy did not get enough support in his first vote to become Speaker of the House of Representatives on January 3rd. But McCarthy did get the votes of local Republican representatives Ilie Stefanik and Mark Molinaro. Stefanik even nominated McCarthy, a California Republican who was minority leader but did not get enough votes to become Speaker of the House. Here is an excerpt of Stefanik's nomination speech.
This new Republican majority will stand up for an economy that's strong, a nation that's safe, a future that's built upon freedom, and a government that's accountable to the people.
The final vote had a Democrat in the lead as Hakeem Jeffries got all 212 Democratic votes. Republicans split their votes between McCarthy with 203, followed by ultra-conservative Andy Biggs with 10, Jim Jordan from Ohio with 6 votes, Jim Banks from Indiana with 1 vote, New York's Lee Zeldin with 1 vote, and Byron Donalds of Florida with 1 vote. To become Speaker, 218 votes are needed. Stefanik represents the 21st Congressional District, which now includes Rensselaer County, and Molinaro just took office from the 19th Congressional District. Local Democrats Pat Ryan from the 18th Congressional District and Paul Tonko of the 20th Congressional District both voted for Jeffries. Now the House of Representatives will continue to hold votes for the Speaker position until someone gets the 218-vote majority. No other business will be done in the House of Representatives until a Speaker is chosen. Since Republicans only have a 4-vote majority and lots of internal divisions, it could take many votes for a Speaker to emerge. A second vote for Speaker of the House happened right after the first vote failed, but that also ended with McCarthy failing to get the 218 needed votes.
Mid-Hudson News reports that Bill O'Neill was sworn in on January 3rd as Dutchess County Executive. He was serving as Deputy County Executive, but moved up as Mark Molinaro resigned the executive post to head to Washington, D.C. as the 19th Congressional Representative. O'Neill said he does not come with an agenda, but wants to finish what Molinaro started. O'Neill said, quote, "There are things you have to do, certainly in the public works area. We begin projects all the time that are multi-year projects. I would lean more towards a caretaker trying to make sure we do things well, we're productive, we're efficient, and we move along the projects that we have started," unquote. Molinaro, meanwhile, is still waiting to be sworn in, as the new Republican majority in the House of Representatives failed 3 times on January 3rd to choose a Speaker of the House so they can proceed with business. Read more about the story at Mid-Hudson News.
Nick Reisman reports for New York State of Politics that a law signed by Governor Kathy Hochul will ban the use of PFAS chemicals in the manufacturing of apparel and clothing in New York beginning on the final day of 2023. PFAS, or perfluoroalkyl or polyfluoroalkyl chemicals, are considered toxic and have been found in the drinking water locally in Cairo, New Lebanon, Newburgh, Hoosick Falls, Nassau, Cohoes, and other towns. Washing garments that contain toxic, and I quote, forever chemicals, end quote, can lead to the toxins seeping into groundwater and drinking water supplies. Avi Carr, Senior Attorney and Senior Director for Health and Food at the National Resource Defense Council, said, and I quote, "It's fantastic to see New York joining California in phasing out toxic forever PFAS chemicals in clothes. It's important that we do away with unnecessary uses of these harmful chemicals wherever possible to protect people's health and safety. This is not the first PFAS law New York has passed, and it shouldn't be the last. New York continues to build on its leadership by enacting this law that adds to previous bans on PFAS in firefighting foam and paper-based food packaging." End quote. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics.
The Troy Record reports that Rensselaer County and the bargaining unit representing the largest group of county employees, the County and United Public Service Employees Union, have reached a tentative contract agreement. Quote, "This is a fair agreement reached after productive negotiations and is a long-term agreement that ensures stability and continuity of services as provided by our partners in public service, the hardworking men and women who serve the county and its residents," unquote, Rensselaer County Executive Steve McLaughlin said in a press release. Quote, "The agreement reached with UPSEU is a reasonable and responsible and will also help the county continue to effectively manage resources in a way that protects taxpayers and ensures the most efficient delivery of services," unquote. The agreement still needs to be ratified by United Public Service Union Employees Union members and voted on by the Rensselaer County Legislature. Quote, we are pleased to reach this agreement after good faith negotiations that recognize the extraordinary efforts our members display on the job 24/7, especially since the pandemic, unquote, UPSEU President Kevin Boyle said in a news release. Quote, they've really gone above and beyond the call of duty in so many areas, and to his credit, the county executive saw the same thing we did. We thank him for the significant role he played in bringing these negotiations to a successful and timely conclusion. Read the full story in the Troy Record.
Rick Collin reports in the Times Union that New York's gas tax holiday ended with the new year, but consumers might not notice because of falling fuel prices. Hochul suspended the state's 16-cent per gallon tax in the summer when gas prices were above $4 per gallon. Some counties, though not Greene and Columbia, also gave up their share of the gas tax to help consumers. All of that is over now, and the high prices have lowered. Economists say that the slowing global economy and an increase in diesel fuel production helped lower fuel prices. Nationally, gas prices reached as high as $4.69 in July, but was down to $3.32 in December. Locally in the capital region, prices are now around $3.45, according to the AAA. And you can read that full story in the Times Union.
And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day.
And now, here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Wednesday, showers mainly after 1 p.m. with a temperature high near 50 degrees. Showers are likely on Wednesday night with a temperature low of around 39 degrees. And on Thursday, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy, with a temperature high near 44 degrees. And showers again on Thursday night. It will be cloudy with a temperature low of around 35 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
On Wednesday, January 4th, WGXC has all sorts of great live local voices on the radio at 90.7 FM, including at 11 a.m. Mayuka Fujino is live in Acre at the WGXC Wave Farm Study Center for her Mirage Station show with all sorts of different sounds floating over the horizon. At noon, we go to Catskill with Spike Priggen and his Bedazzled Radio Hour for 2 hours from his Spike's Record Rack on Main Street. At 4 p.m., the WGXC Afternoon Show is live from Acre. 7 p.m., the Off the Hook Show looks at technology from the Hacker Quarterly 2600 and its simulcast on WBAI live from Brooklyn. And at 8 p.m., we're live from Hudson with Peter McPartland and Anya Kanovskaya and their Rock and Roll High School program. 10 p.m., we're live from Ulster County, Jeff Economy and his Snack Point Charlie Show. And at midnight, we stay in Ulster County for another 2 hours with a simulcast from Radio Kingston and Peter Aaron and his Go Go Kitty program on the radio at 90.7 FM, WGXC.
Get a local event mentioned on All Together Now. Go to WGXC.org and click on Add an Event at the top of the page. And copy and paste the information about your event in the boxes. Let's all get involved in our community. See what's going on at WGXC.org in the community calendar.
Ultram, Savick, and Matt Hunter and the Dusty Fates perform Saturday, January 21st at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. Ultram is a spaz jazz improvising noise rock band that includes current and past members of Mercury Rev, Trans Am, Snowflake, Sparkle Horse, and Robin Hitchcock's band. Savick was formed in 2015 by members of Obits, Holy F and the Cops, and play psychedelic pub rock, while Matt Hunter and the Dusty Fates play folkish rock. Tune in or turn out to the Avalon Lounge in Catskill at 8 p.m. Saturday, January 21st. WGXC will also have a live web stream and a live broadcast on 90.7 FM. For Ultram, Savick, and Matt Hunter and the Dusty Fates, Saturday, January 21st at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. Find out more on the WGXC community calendar at wgxc.org.
Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
Look, I have the record for the longest speech ever on the floor. I don't have a problem getting a record for the most votes for speaker, too. Thank you all.
After three rounds of voting, Representative Kevin McCarthy of California failed to win the position of House Speaker, marking the first time in a century a majority party's nominee came up short on the first ballot. 19 Republicans joined together in opposition, with many choosing to back Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio, who urged his colleagues to reconsider. The voting followed a contentious meeting between McCarthy and members of the Freedom Caucus, including Representative Lauren Boebert of Colorado.
And so now here we are, being sworn at instead of being sworn in, and we could have had this solved months ago.
Representative Dan Crenshaw of Texas called those who failed to vote for McCarthy enemies who will not get their desired committee assignments. Meanwhile, Democrats cast their own historic votes for Democratic leader Representative Hakeem Jeffries of New York. The House eventually adjourned and remains in limbo until a speaker is elected. The new Senate did gavel into session.
We sat down to really negotiate these issues like families sent us here to do, because we focused on fighting these crises, not fighting each other.
Democratic Senator Patty Murray of Washington touted the accomplishments of her party in 2022 before stepping in as the first female Senate president pro tempore, putting her third in the line of presidential succession. Republican Mitch McConnell also became the longest-serving Senate leader in history, while Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer became the longest-serving senator from New York.
Real change never comes from the top on down, not from Washington to the rest of the country. It always comes from the bottom on up, when millions of people at the grassroots level stand up and fight.
Senator Bernie Sanders will take over the powerful Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee, giving him oversight authority over some of his top policy priorities, including prescription drug pricing, workers' rights, and student debt.
It doesn't matter if you're Democrat or Republican. It's about people versus the problem. And that's the way we're going to move forward here in Florida. It can't just be about parties. It has to be about the people versus the problem.
Democratic Representative Maxwell Frost of Florida may be the first member of Gen Z elected to Congress, but at age 25, he also joins a record number of Hispanic legislators, including 5 Republicans and 9 Democrats. Finally, the White House says it will hold Southwest Airlines accountable following a wave of cancellations during the holidays, which left thousands stranded. Southwest struggled while other airlines were able to recover quickly from weather delays. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. This week, we're making predictions on what state democracy legislation we'll see in 2023. Last year, some of the most significant state democracy reforms came from citizen ballot initiatives. So we predict you'll see anti-voter legislatures attempt to make restrictions to the ballot initiative process. On November 8th, Michigan, Arizona, Nevada, and Connecticut passed pro-democracy ballot measures. Michigan voters approved no-excuse, mail-in, and early in-person voting and provided for absentee ballot drop boxes, among other reforms. Arizona voters now require disclosure of dark money contributors in state elections. New Mexico voters took the first step toward single-ballot open primaries and ranked-choice voting. But on Arizona's ballot were 3 ballot measures proposed by its legislature attempting to curb the power of the ballot measure process itself. One proposed raising the threshold for passage to 60% for any measure expending taxes. Another would have allowed the legislature to change any ballot measure approved by the voters, but ruled unconstitutional by the state Supreme Court. voters were having none of it and defeated both of these measures. Because ballot measure democracy reforms have successfully bypassed obstinate partisan legislators, we predict more anti-voter legislatures will propose restrictions on ballot initiatives in 2023. We have articles and groups taking action at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
I'm Tom Rowe from Wave Farm with the Daily Radio News. Makena Kelly reports in The Verge that on January 3rd, President Joe Biden again nominated Gigi Sohn for a seat on the Federal Communications Commission. The FCC has been deadlocked with two Republicans and two Democrats, and critics say Biden did little to get the nomination approved by the Senate. Sohn co-founded the Public Knowledge Activist Group in 2001 and was chief there until taking a position as counselor for then-FCC Chair Tom Wheeler in 2013. She was nominated in October 2021, but never got a vote. Corporations such as Comcast have lobbied against Sohn in fear of facing more regulations, and Republican Texas Senator Ted Cruz claims Sohn would censor conservatives, even if executives at radical right-wing news networks Newsmax and One American News Network support Sohn's nomination and praise her longtime commitment to free speech. There is more optimism now about the approval of Sohn's nomination, with an extra Senate seat for Democrats after this fall's election. But Democratic Senators Mark Kelly of Arizona and Catherine Cortez Masto of Nevada have yet to come out in favor of Sohn's nomination. Read more about the story in The Verge. Go to wavefarm.org for more radio news. I'm Tom Rowe in Acre with the WGXC renewable weather forecast for Wednesday, January 4th. And we start each renewable weather forecast with the price of fossil fuels in Greene County. The Sunoco station in Tannersville has gas at $3.39 a gallon. That's the lowest price, according to the Gas Buddy website. The air quality forecast is a 2, very low on Wednesday. The UV index is a 1, also on the low side. The water temperature in the Hudson River in Albany is at 44 degrees Fahrenheit. That is more than 4 degrees above average over the last 10 years on January 4th. National Weather Service in Albany predicts showers on Wednesday after 10 a.m. Rain is likely until 5 with patchy fog and a light and variable wind with a high of 47. Wednesday night rain is also in the forecast. There's an 80% chance with a low around 39. Thursday rain is also possible, 40% chance with cloudy skies, low around or high around 42 and a low around 34. And then on Friday, there's again a 40% chance of rain, but it could also be snow shower with mostly cloudy skies, a high near 40 and a low around 31. You're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, solar-powered radio for open ears. The Catskill Town Board meets every first Tuesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. at the Catskill Town Hall and holds a committee meeting the third Wednesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. You can turn out in person at the Catskill Town Hall to speak at these meetings or tune in to a live web stream through the Catskill Town Board and WGXC. Go to wgxc.org/listen or click on the listen button at wgxc.org to tune in to any of the Catskill Town Board meetings, the first Tuesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. and the third Wednesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. at wgxc.org and townofcatskillny.gov.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Bell and Abigail of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Sun Common, supporting vibrant communities across New York for over 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC, radio for open ears. If you like what you're hearing, you know, WGXC has been really producing some excellent music programming. some entertaining satire, important local information. Become a sustaining supporter. Go to the website wgxc.org and click on that donate button. Help keep local hands-on community radio alive.
That was Catskill's Ross Goldstein with Spooky Actions from his 2020 album Tomoka.
and you,
and you,
and you,
and you,
and you,
and you,
are listening,
are listening,
are listening,
are listening,
are listening,
are listening,
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 you're listening to 90.7
Vin, Vin.
90.7 WGXC Acra Catskills.
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 Today.
East Durham.
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 Catskills.
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 Turn out on Wednesday, January 4th to hear Sunburned Hand of the Man, Franklin's Mint, and Domestic Drafts perform at Tubby's in Kingston. Sunburned Hand of the Man is a legendary noisy jam band, and the psychedelia continues with Franklin's Mint from Phil Franklin and Garcia People's Andy Cush performing in Domestic Drafts. That's Wednesday, January 4th at 8 p.m. at Tubby's in Kingston. Find out more about this show and many others on the WGXC community calendar at wgxc.org.
Thank you.
That was 2022 new music from Chris Forsythe from Philadelphia. The song was called Experimental and Professional from his album Evolution, Here We Come, with Forsythe on guitar, along with Tom Malik, Doug McComb from Tortoise on bass, and Ryan Jewell on drums. That was Palinville's Florist with June 9th Nighttime from their 2022 album Florist. Next, we hear from British radio artist Scanner with his 2022 track Air in the Air from the Homeland of Electricity album. Thank you.
from the 2022 album. Is it going to get any deeper than this from the Soft Pink Truth? This is Deeper.